Hello and welcome to the Hypnosis Academy. Today I'm talking about me being upset. I'm talking about me being frustrated and angry with a certain mentality. I'll tell you all about it on the other side. So I don't know if you saw the video I did a long while ago, not so long, about provocative therapy. And I was talking about provocative therapy and how I use it in my therapies and the way that I do it. And often I use swear words and things like that. And that gets the attention of the client. So at the beginning of that video, I said, I have not been formally trained in provocative therapy. However, I've done a lot of research on it and I've taken bits of it that I like and I put it into my therapy. I use it very often. Yeah. So a few weeks ago, I received a comment from somebody about provocative therapy. Now, this person, I know him. And he's a therapist. He's quite well renowned in the UK. And I think he kind of teaches provocative therapy. And he wasn't the happy bunny. He wasn't the happy bunny because he said that I was misrepresenting provocative therapy. Because the man who invented provocative therapy never used a swear word. And it's true. He didn't. He didn't use swear words in his provocative therapy. And he said, you are misrepresenting it. That's not the way that it is. And I said to him, hey, well, you know, it's just my spin on it and blah, 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 blah. And then he got his mate involved, I think. They're a duo. And his mate came and he said, yes, this is not right. This is not right. You shouldn't be talking about swearing. They had a big deal with swearing. The swearing was what they mostly had the issue with. I think my description of how provocative therapy works, I don't think they had a problem with that. In fact, the only thing they had a problem with, seemingly, was that I suggested that swearing was good. Okay? So, that's fair enough. And, you know, I was as polite as I possibly could, saying, hey, you know, thank you for the advice and, you know, I appreciate it. And I even said, you know, I like your work, I like what you do, because I've watched a lot of his stuff. So what's the point of this conversation? Well, the point of this conversation, it's this. I get really pissed off with this old attitude, and it's an old attitude. And it's an attitude that I was brought up on. You know, it was my my mentor in as I was going through working for the man, working in textiles and going through the levels of management. My manager, who was into the 1 minute manager, I don't know if you ever heard of that. It was very popular, the 1 minute manager. And his style was this. I've got the information and it's mine, and I'll share it with you at a cost. It will cost you, and it will cost you quite highly. I won't give you all the information, because then you'd be the same as me, wouldn't you? And so it's this kind of mentality of it's my way, because I know my way, this is the way it's done. And I've seen this, and especially in therapy, like really, really big time in therapy, where therapies become cults, okay? The cult of NLP, the cult of provocative therapy, the cult of havening, okay? And they become cults. And what happens in a cult is this. It's set out, this is what you have to do. And you have to do it this way, and you can't deviate from this way. And if you do deviate from this way, you are not even part of us anymore. We will expulse you from the cult, okay? We will tell people that they shouldn't listen to you, that they shouldn't talk to you. I've seen it over and over. I was in a cult, a religious cult, and I just keep seeing the cults all over the place. And it really, really annoys me. Why? Because that is guaranteed to not create creativity. It stifles creativity. We are very, very creative beings. We are constantly inventing and reinventing. But these things get stuck. They get stuck in place, rigid. They never move. And so, no, this is how we do it. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Okay? That's how we do it. And don't you try and change it. So my feeling is this. When I teach therapy, what I say to people is this. I'm going to show you what I do. And understand that what I do has been stolen, begged, borrowed, bought, and mixed together. And I say to people, don't do what I do just because I do it. Make it your own. And you know, this is the key phrase. Make it your own. And I am not precious about what I teach. And if somebody learned what I taught and then went off and taught their version of it, chapeau, as they say here in Spain. Fantastic. Fantastic. Why? Because I would never claim that that was my system. It's a system I've stolen from loads of other people. I've taken. I mean, stolen's a strong word. But basically, I like that. I don't take everything that everybody does because some things don't resonate with me. NLP, I've taken what I like from NLP, but there are bits of NLP that left me bored rigid. And they seem to be the bits that the presenters like, you know. So the message is really is just this. Don't get caught in a cult. Cults are everywhere. The cult of therapy, right? And what happens is this. If you want to work and be one of those therapists, what you've got to do is you've got to do that. I've talked to a therapist who did EMDR. Now, there are tons of versions of its eye movement integration, okay? I've given mine a new name. Why? Because they're all so precious about their names. And I said to the guy, why don't you do other things? Because he said EMDR doesn't work with all of my clients. It works with a high percentage, but not with all of them. And I said, well, you need more tools. Why don't you do other things? And he said, I can't. I'm only allowed to do EMDR because I'm part of the EMDR group and blah, blah, blah. And that wouldn't be me. And I suggest that it shouldn't be you. Don't get caught up in all of this. You become a one-tool person, right? And you know the expression. If all you've got in your toolbox is a hammer, then everything starts looking like a nail. And that's not what you don't. It's not what you want. What you want is total flexibility to be able to whip out lots and lots of other stuff. Okay? And if you were going to teach other people, you're going to show other people, please give them the option of making it their own too. Don't make them stick rigidly. What I say to people is this. Do what I do until you get good at it. And then do what you like after that. But at least learn the process. Absolutely. Don't just go, oh, well, I'm going to change that and that and that before you've even done it. No, do it. Learn it. See what works for you. See what doesn't work for you. This is why I drop out things. Because I'll take somebody's process and I'll do the process. And I'll go, well, that just didn't work for me. Remember, there are lots of bits of process that are there because the person's put them in because they like it. And it doesn't do anything for the process. What you've got to do is take stuff out and see, has the process changed because I'm not using this? Is it still the same? Am I still getting the results? And you can know by putting it in, taking it out, or adding your own thing and think, hey, you know, do you know there? I think it would be much better. Super. But learn the process first and don't get caught up in a therapy cult. They're all over the place. They drive me mad. And talking to people who are in therapy cults is as boring as talking to anybody who's in a cult. Rigid, tunnel visioned, and very boring. Okay, I love you all. I'll speak to you all later. Bye-bye.